Good afternoon, Chuck.
Hi, Randall.
The president is promoting the energy initiative he unveiled during his State of the Union speech. What parts of the plan did he stress today in Milwaukee?
Well, at the battery lab at the Johnson Controls building in Glendale, he saw two types of batteries designed for the more fuel-efficient hybrid vehicles. One was the battery used in current gas-electric hybrids. The other is a type of battery that Johnson Controls has received $14 million in federal and private funds to try to get ready for the market. The lithium iron battery would be used in cars that owners would be plugging into an electrical outlet. The president says at the beginning the batteries would allow people to drive 40 miles on electricity alone.
So you got a lot of folks living in cities, like Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You generally don't drive more than 40 miles a day. Therefore, within 40 miles, you'll be on electricity and using no gasoline. Eventually, plug-in hybrids with lithium-ion batteries will be able to get 100 miles per gallon.
Now, the Energy Department acknowledges lithium-ion research has a ways to go, and some people worry the batteries would cost too much and not appeal to people who don't like the idea of having to plug in their cars, as some did in the 1980s when there was another type of battery, electric battery.
What else did the president stress that might be on the controversial side?
Well, he made a big push for more use of ethanol in gasoline, and as we know, there's a bill in the state legislature that would mandate more use of ethanol that's hung up because businesses are concerned about air pollution. So what he's saying nationally may not jibe with what's going on in the state. The president also promoted more use of coal in power plants, and his Clear Skies Initiative, a pollution plan that environmentalists call Dirty Skies. And the president repeated what he said over the weekend about having more nuclear power plants in the U.S. and around the world. Now, in contrast to the early days of his presidency, Mr. Bush praised the nation of France.
They have built 58 plants since the 1970s. They get 78% of their electricity from nuclear power. It's an interesting contrast, isn't it? We haven't done anything since the 70s.
And how are people reacting to that part of the president's speech?
Well, Wisconsin Congressmember Gwen Moore of Milwaukee was there. She was one of the few admitted Democrats in the audience. She praised much of the president's speech, but not the part about nuclear power. She worries about helping other nations build nuke plants, providing them with nuclear fuel and so on, and then trying to deal with nuclear waste.
Very compelling. A portion of the speech, however, to talk about how you can reuse those nuclear power resources. That I know is very controversial now as to what to do with these nuclear wastes.
And what about people who were not let in to hear Mr. Bush's remarks? What are they saying?
Well, there was quite a range. The Sierra Club notes Mr. Bush's proposed budget still includes projected revenues from drilling for oil in the Arctic. That plan is currently on hold, but may come back. The Democratic Party says the speech talked little about providing short-term relief from energy prices. Also, several dozen protesters held a rally outside the building where the president spoke. George Martin of Peace Action Wisconsin told our intern, Sherry Nelson, that the Iraq war is being fought for oil, and the president is making other mistakes.
At the same time as he talks about that foreign independence, they're raping our environment and drilling in Alaska and other places, and all really dead-end schemes. We'd look for a more sincere effort there, but we're out here just as much and more about other issues. And those issues being that in this President's Day, and we're calling it an unhappy President's Day, a lousy President's Day.
Now, once Congress gets back in session later this month, we'll see what it starts to do with the President's energy package.
Thanks. Chuck Quirnbach reporting from Milwaukee.